Any good morning. Sports time here on KATE from the Americana Insurance Press Box. I'm Aaron Warm. In prep sports yesterday, just see a couple of scores to pass along. In girls soccer, Byron shuts out Albert Lee 3-0. Tigers drop to a 2-12 on the season. In Lake Mills, they hosted a cross-country meet yesterday. On the boys' side, Forest City took first, North Butler second, North Union third, Hampton Dumont fourth, and Lake Mills they took fifth. Northwood Kensett, their team was incomplete. And on the girls' side, North Union took first, Forest City second, West Hancock third, North Butler fourth, Lake Mills and Northwood Kensett, both their girls' teams were incomplete. Girls tennis today. Let's start there. Section play begins. Yep, it's the postseason for Albert Lee. They begin Section 2 2A play as the number 13 seed, our Tigers, will travel to the number 4 seed, Lakeville North. That matchup will start at 4. Also in girls tennis today, United South Central, they begin Section 2A play. The Rebels at a number 5 seed. They will travel to the 4 seed, Sleepy Eye. That matchup will also start at 4. Busy night in volleyball. Albert Lee's at home tonight if you're looking for a matchup in town. Tigers will host Northfield. That will start at 7:15. Alden Conger, 12-3 on the season. They're going to host Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial at 7. Glenville Emmons, they'll be on the road. They'll be at Pacelli High School in Austin. They're going to take on Lyle Pacelli at 7:15. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Panthers are 11-5 this season. They'll be at Hayfield at 7:15. Well, top of the Iowa Conference, west side of the conference, that title could be on the line tonight. Lake Mills is at Forest City. Both teams are 7-0. Winner of this matchup will probably win that side of the conference. So good luck to the Bulldogs. They're 23-4. Again, they're at Forest City. That matchup will start at 7. And Northwood Kensett on the road at Osage, that will start at 7. In boys soccer, Albert Lee, 2-12 on the season. They're going to host Red Wing. That will start at 7. And in girls soccer tonight, Albert Lee is at Red Wing. That matchup will also start at 7. Nick Bushlack, junior quarterback from United South Central. He is this week's Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Now, Bushlack has thrown for 884 yards so far this season, along with 12 touchdowns, and has rushed for 176 yards. Now, in a 55-0 win over Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, back on September 25th, Bushlack was 7-14 passing for 238 yards and 4 touchdowns. And in a 42-14 win over Cleveland on October 1st, Bushlack was 10-19 passing for 173 yards and 3 touchdowns. So 7 touchdown passes thrown in the last 2 weeks by Nick Bushlack, junior quarterback from United South Central. He is this week's Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. College football, Minnesota Golden Gopher running back Trey Potts remained in a hospital 2 days after an undisclosed ailment that arose late in the team's win at Purdue. Now, the athletic department says his condition was improving. Now, Potts left the field in the fourth quarter. He was transported to a nearby hospital after observation and treatment by the team's medical staff. Now, Potts is second in the Big Ten in rushing yards. The Gophers don't play this week. Their next game is October 16th when they host Nebraska. Preseason games in the Twin Cities last night. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they won their preseason opener. They beat New Orleans 117-114, and the Minnesota Wild beat Colorado. Again, preseason play 3-1. Justin Herbert threw for 3 touchdowns. Austin Eckler rushed for 117 yards and scored twice as the Los Angeles Chargers knocked the Las Vegas Raiders from the unbeaten ranks as the Chargers win 28-14. Los Angeles, 3-1 for the first time since 2014, is part of a 3-way tie atop the AFC West with Las Vegas and Denver. Now, the Raiders' loss leaves the Arizona Cardinals as the NFL's lone undefeated team after 4 weeks. Jacksonville Jaguars coach Urban Meyer has apologized to his family, his team, and owner Shad Khan for actions he called just stupid. Now, a video surfaced Saturday night showing a woman dancing close to Meyer's lap. Now, another video appears to show Meyer touching the woman's behind. The 57-year-old Meyer called a team meeting to address his actions and vowed to own it. He says his actions were just stupid. The Washington football team has placed head athletic trainer Ryan Vermillion on administrative leave for for what a team statement calls an ongoing criminal investigation unrelated to the club. Now, two people familiar with the matter says federal law enforcement officials, including agents from the Drug Enforcement Administration, served a search warrant at Washington's practice facility. Now, one of the people says another search warrant was served at a local home. Now, Vermillion is in his second season with Coach Ron Rivera in Washington after 18 seasons working for the Carolina Panthers. Luis Rojas has been let go as manager of the New York Mets after two losing seasons. Now, the team declined his option on Rojas' contract for 2022, making the announcement one day after finishing third in the NL East at 77-85. Also in baseball, the Chicago White Sox think that pitcher Carlos Rodon will be healthy enough to help them in the playoffs after the All-Star left-hander was limited down the regular season stretch. Now, general manager Rick Hahn says the team is optimistic that he'll be able to contribute through October. The White Sox will face Houston in Game 1 of the ALDS coming up on Thursday. Speaking of baseball playoffs, wild card game tonight, the New York Yankees at Boston. That game just after 7. The winner will face Tampa Bay on Thursday in Game 1 of the ALDS. The loser, their season is over. And Mookie Betts and the reigning World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers had four of the top 10 selling jerseys in Major League Baseball this season. Now, Betts' number 50 uniform claimed the top spot for the second straight year after he was acquired prior to the 2020 season from the Boston Red Sox. Now, he's joined in the top 10 by teammates Clayton Kershaw at 5, Cody Bellinger at 6, and World Series MVP Corey Seager at 8. Now, Kershaw and Seager are set to become free agents. The Dodgers, they're going to host St. Louis tomorrow night in the NL wildcard game. And that's Check of Sports from the Americana Insurance Press Box. For Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.